This is the seventh dialogue between J. Krishnamurti and David Boehm in Ojai, California, 1980.
Should we start where we left off?
All right.
Or something new?
Well, what do you think?
Huh?
What do you suggest?
I don't know. Are we saying, sir, that human beings are still behaving with the animal instinct?
Yes, I think we were discussing that the other day, and the animal instincts may apparently be overpowering in their intensity and speed, and especially with young children, it may seem that it's only natural for them to respond with the animal instinct.
So that means we're still, after a million years off, 10 million years, whatever year, we are still instinctively behaving like our ancestors?
Well, in some ways, I mean, probably, you know, it's complicated by thought that the animal instincts have now become entangled with thought, and the thing is getting, in some ways, worse.
Some ways far worse.
Because all these instincts of hatred now become directed by thought and sustained by thought, so that they are more subtle and more dangerous.
And during all these many, many centuries, we haven't found a way, a method, a system, or something that will move us away from that track. Is that it?
Well, that's one point. Yeah, that's one of the difficulties, surely. That when people begin to get angry with each other, the anger builds up, and they can't seem to do anything about it. No, that. They may try to control it, but then that doesn't work, right?
X, as we were saying, behaves, let's suppose, naturally, which is not responding to the animal instinct. What place has such insight, we'll call it, in human society?
Yes, well,
none at all?
Well, in the society as it is, it cannot be accommodated, because the society is organized under the assumption that pleasure and pain and fear are going to rule, you know, except when you control it. Or, say friendliness is a kind of animal instinct too. People have become friendly for instinctive reasons.
People have become
friendly sometimes for reasons similar to animal instinct, and they may become enemies for similar reasons. So I think that some people would say that we should be rational. You see, that if we want to answer your question, see, there was a period during the 18th century, say the Age of Reason.
The Age of Reason, yes.
When they said man could be rational, he could choose to be rational and bring about harmony everywhere.
But he hasn't.
But it got worse. You see, it led to the French Revolution and to the terror and so on. And after that, people didn't have so much faith in reason as a way of getting coming out of it.
So where does that lead us? I mean, we were talking really about insight.
Mm-hmm.
That it actually changes the nature of the brain itself.
Yes, we discussed that yesterday. That my